So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
All right, you wanted me to try this liquid cheese.
Yeah, so it's a queso. I don't know where it came from or why it's here, but I'm delighted that
it is. Is this definitely queso cheese?
Yeah, and I want to make sure we're very clear that you don't know the difference. You just keep, you're going, I don't want liquid cheese. I don't want cheese, but I want queso.
So they're pretty much interchangeable. Is queso cheese the same as the nacho cheese that I find repulsive and is the reason why I don't eat liquid cheese?
No. I don't know how to explain this to you. So there's a difference between, so it'd be like someone going, I want a steak at the best steakhouse in the world. So you're going to spend $90 on a 16-ounce Wagyu. Or I got this tough as nails, flank steak that the butcher threw out 6 days ago, right, and I'm gnawing at it. The store-bought queso was still delicious, by the way. The nacho cheese that's liquid and processed and gross, still wonderful. You're crazy for not liking it. But I'm not telling you that's as high quality as like a restaurant queso that you have here, melted in from real cheese. All the ingredients are kind of together. It's heated up. It shouldn't be too hot. It should be nice and warm.
Couple of issues. The top of this is now like hardened almost like a solid cheese. Congealed,
Give it a stir.
So should I stir it around?
Give it a little stir. Yeah, I gave you a spoon for that purpose.
Okay.
So here's what I wonder while you're doing that.
Yeah.
And I throw this out to the producer's room as well. I always wonder when people can't taste great things that taste great, like what's broken about them, either like a traumatic memory or taste bud wise. I think this is pretty definitive. If you don't like this, then I don't think you like your taste buds work.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? So, like, there's no way someone could eat that and go, no.
So I've stirred it so that it's now liquid.
Yeah.
So we're in a good place there. Mm-hmm. Consistency-wise, this is the likes of something I could really enjoy. In other words, yep. I love crab or lobster bisque.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I like to call it, lobster bisque.
Listen, I'll do that bisque joke until I'm dead.
I'm waiting for my invite to go out to the Palm with Zabe to sit down so that I can have some lobster bisque while we talk football. I love bisque. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, that part's great. When we would go to Rudy's to do the golf and Grant and Danny show thing.
Sure, sure, sure.
Every week he would have like six bowls of this hot dip. I believe it was a buffalo chicken.
A little buffy chicken.
Offering.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. What I don't do is melted cheese.
But again, you do. It's that buffalo chicken dip is that plus some chicken and a little bit of Frank's Red Hot.
But I don't think that's what it was.
What I need you to understand respectfully is that's exactly what it is. It's okay. Melted cheese with some, then the hot wing chicken flavor in it.
Now, what I hate is liquid cheese. Whenever people go, what do you mean by that? What I'm referencing is nacho cheese. Okay? What I've never eaten is nachos with hot.
Yep.
Hot's not the right word.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
The liquid is the right word.
Like if you go to a movie theater, like I would,
oh,
and get,
you
get a thing.
Disgusting bastard. Yes.
Get a thing of nachos and cheese, and they give you the cheese cup. And you don't want that cheese, that type of cheese.
That cheese cup should be thrown in the garbage.
If you go to a convenience store and they have the dispenser, will not get the dispenser that has the nacho cheese.
Hang on. I've got to throw up after what you just said. Yes. Disgusting.
But you've never had it.
I mean, probably as a kid at some point. I'm sure I did. 100%. I mean, everyone has it at some point. Now, I thought I hated nachos, when in fact, I don't hate nachos.
See, there we go.
Nachos are just the chips that I really like. But I need shredded cheese sprinkled with your fingertips on the nachos.
That's how this cheese started, just like that cheese.
Baked and then melted onto the chip. With a little bacon or whatever. And then I will eat those nachos. Mm-hmm. But in a world where there's like this kind of dip, I'm going to work around. Is there a chip that has none of this on it? Then I will eat that
chip. You're just eating a chip at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. But I don't want the liquid cheese.
Right.
So like I don't eat nachos. Because if you go to Nat's Park and you put it under that pump to get that cheese out. Blech.
So here's, I'll do my best to get you in the know. when we're eating that processed lower quality thing, it's a similar deal to going, there's a gourmet, you know, hand-packed special sausage that you'd go to like a great German restaurant and eat versus a ballpark dog. I'm not saying one's the same quality, but it's like the ghost of that.
Okay.
In other words, so when you're eating the processed thing, we've all had that, which you're about to eat.
But
and we're eating the processed low rent.
Can I try
JV
my question
version.
A different way?
Sure.
You're very fixated on the quality of the melted cheese, which is understandable. What I'm wondering is what's in this bowl the same as melted nacho cheese? Or is this a different type of cheese?
I'm trying to answer that question. This is what you're not getting.
Is queso just the word cheese in Spanish?
Yes, queso is just Spanish for cheese.
So it's not a special... I always thought, like, this is yellow. I'm bothered by this. I don't like what this looks like.
Okay.
I was thinking the queso would be white. I want a white, creamy substance.
It's your base for what the original cheese
was.
Don't
pull that audio, by the way.
Could you play it loud?
No.
It's based on what the cheese originally was. So.
I prefer I hadn't have said that, but I did. Queso's white.
Some is. It again, it's whatever your cheese origin is.
I think I could like the white queso. I don't think I like the yellow queso.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Because the yellow is going to be nacho cheese.
But that again, this you just don't know anything, and you keep saying these things that aren't jiving. The processed, gooey, artificial, preservative-filled thing they made up in a lab where they're like, we could use real cheese and melt it down and do all the labor, or do this for 4 cents and fill a Tostitos thing with it, and we can sell a lot more, $2 a thing, and make more money.
I would never eat that.
Yeah, the processed thing was based on this. I keep saying the same thing. It's a processed version of this
The nacho cheese, they were like, this is so good and so popular that people want this.
This is the one.
Let's give them a crap version of it.
Yeah, what you find at the ballpark where you're going,
sprinkle your
cheese on.
If the Nats spent money on free agency and decided to spend money on cheese,
there you go.
Then it could shoot out this.
This is the Pete Alonso of cheeses as opposed to the Josh Bell of cheeses.
No way.
Yeah. So
this is the Scherzer contract?
This is the real thing. So
this is 210 mil.
This began as
Boris
cheese.
Boris represents this cheese?
I don't know all the ingredients, but it's like cheese, little Rotel, which is mini tomatoes, peppers, a bunch of different things to give it flavor and joy. So, nacho cheese, like the thing that comes out.
That's Nick Senzel.
That's Nick Senzel.
That's Joey Meneses.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Still a major leaguer.
Darris
still good.
Goes to the movie theater and eats Nick Senzel. Why would he do that?
Because it's amazing. Even the same way a hot dog.
Can't play third.
The same way a hot dog is just horrendous for you. But you know what people are doing? Eating 7 hot dogs on the 4th of July.
So one last thing I wanted to say then. Yeah. I think it smells terrible.
Yeah, this is, again, your major weakness, where you've dismissed an entire hemisphere of food because you go, it's too Mexican-y, which makes no sense to anybody.
So that's the last problem that I'd like to bring up.
Uh-huh.
Russell said, why have you not eaten queso cheese? And I said, I don't do Mexican-y food. I don't do Mexican-y.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Items.
Right.
And he's like, well, you don't eat tacos? You don't eat this?
And he and doesn't.
Like, I eat burritos all the time. I was like, oh, we caught ya! Oh, we got ya!
No, you eat King George burritos, which are two meats.
I eat burritos with meat, rice, cheese. Wait before everyone screams like Dunk Howard just won the dunk contest.
No one's screaming.
Okay. The cheese is the sprinkled solid cheese, like out of a bag in your refrigerator in the little drawer that opens up.
Yeah.
That cheese. And I might put some corn in it if I feel like, get the corn out of my face, if I feel really good about the corn.
But you can't do any salsa. You can't do any salsa fresca, salsa verde.
Zero
the red,
salsa. Verde.
No guacamole.
Just hearing verde, I'm out.
It's just the word green, man.
Queso, out.
Out.
Pico.
Pico. Ugh. Scary word.
Just
out.
Small?
No, I don't care
it just
what
means
it means.
Small.
You know what? Starbucks, call stuff what you're supposed to.
They're all three words for large at Starbucks. I agree
with
you. I'm
not bending for you. You call things what I need them to be.
Okay.
So I'm out on all that stuff. But anyway, I will try this for you.
Here we go. We got a drum roll? Get a chip. Do a little dip.
Well, first, let me take a couple calls.
Okay.
Andrew's in Warrington.
It's probably cold now.
Andrew wants to answer my question. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
How are you? I never thought that this information would come in handy. So what queso or nacho cheese, let's try to use the right terminology for you. What the nacho cheese is basically cheddar cheese with sodium citrate in it. The sodium citrate keeps it, when it turns all melty, it keeps it from separating into the oil and the curds and whey. So you can do that with just about any other cheese. So if this is a white cheese, it is possibly either a queso blanco, it is possibly a white cheddar, it could be mozzarella, with sodium
citrate.
Have you
seen the queso at Chipotle that's like white?
Yes. Yes.
What is that?
So that is specifically queso blanco. It's a type of cheese from down south that is that it gets gooey, spreadable, and with sodium citrate turns into that wonderful thing. You add in a little bit of verde or spices. That's all that verde is. It's just,
yeah. Well done, Andrew. Now I've He's never had it. That because mm-hmm. I don't think I like it. But if I had to guess, and you were to say, if you were to tell me mm-hmm. you're going to like one of these, and you're going to have that next to this, there's no chance I will like this one more than the white queso, in my opinion. This resembles nacho cheese. It is yellow in color.
It's because your base cheese in that one is a yellow cheese.
Is this Shug in Silver Spring? Is this Shug?
Hey.
Shug, I saw your work in the Puff Daddy documentary. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Gray,
what's
you
up?
Are tripping. Cheese is the best thing about the earth.
There it is.
Cheese is the best thing about living here. It's
Young
not
lady, go
like
ahead.
He asked you to try. It's not like he asked you to try like
Snails.
Cauliflower rice or black eyed peas dip or guacamole or hummus. It's cheese, dude.
It's cheese.
Shug, I love cheese. You're acting like
he doesn't, Shug. He doesn't.
I love cheese.
He doesn't.
Oh my God, I love cheese.
Like,
I eat string cheese.
Like,
I eat
I'm
brie.
Not even supposed to eat cheese. I'm lactose intolerant, and I still eat it.
Same.
Because
Shug,
it's so good.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite category of food is Mexican food. So I love tacos.
Oh, Mexican food. So,
why'd you hang up on Shug?
I didn't mean to, Shug.
Oh my God.
That was an accident.
Did you see what he did?
That was an accident. I'm getting booed by Toby.
Boo.
I did not mean to hang up. My finger slipped. But I will say, Shug, thank you for the
finger
call, first
slipped.
Of all. You sound very sweet, very lovely. I appreciate you. As much as you love Mexican food, that is how much I enjoy warm brie that I spread on a baguette, okay? Brie, love it.
He can eat brie, but he won't.
Oh, brie's my favorite cheese in the world.
You know, I swear
nice
my...
spreadable brie.
I don't have to sell me on it.
American cheese, cheddar cheese. Toby was kind enough to give me some Wisconsin cheese. I'm pummeling that left, right, center.
I swear
I
to
like
myself.
Cheese. If it's solid cheese...
3 years into our thing, someone goes, how could you let him get away with that take? I said, if I just fought him on every food take, we wouldn't do anything else. And I said I wouldn't do it. And here I am. He's got me.
Okay.
In at the end of a segment, he hung up on my only witness.
This is the chips. Are we ready?
Yeah.
And I'd like to remind you.
Is it still warm at least? I heated it up for you.
I don't want to put my finger in there.
Yeah, don't put your finger in. Because I'm going to eat the rest of it. So don't like, you know.
Okay. Is that enough?
Yeah, it's good. Grant Paulson trying queso. Take a bite. Just live. His lips are filled with smile.
I don't hate it.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
I really don't
there
hate it.
There it is. You know why? Because it's incredible.
Now.
Yeah.
Aftertaste.
Yep. Makes you want more.
It's a little too spicy. Like, just slightly. On a scale. Not too spicy. Like, because I eat chicken wings that are a lot spicier. But in terms of just a dip, it's a little harsh, but the taste of it, like, did you grab the spicy version?
No.
This is the mild?
This is the mild.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I would say this is like on a spice of a cheese dip.
Yeah.
What I would imagine to be like a 5 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10.
Oh.
And I want it to be like a 2.
Yeah. It's realistically, like, it's about 3.
It. I mean, I absolutely would eat more of this.
Look at this. He's eating more. Grant Paulson, everybody. You grows up and you grows up and you grows up.
Now.
Shug, we did it.
I want to be very clear about something.
Okay.
I still hate nacho cheese as a liquid. And I will always hate nacho cheese as liquid. I think this is a different thing, and I do like this a little bit. I'm not even doing a bit. I like this.
Of course you. A, of course you do. But B.
This is kind of silly.
It's silly.
It's like it's not.
It's almost like we've been telling you for a long time.
God.
The thing you think isn't based in reality at all.
I'm definitely going to pummel this the whole break.
You thought the Cheesecake Factory only made cheesecakes.
I'm psyched right now. I got to text my wife. I'm getting queso next time I go to Chipotle.
He's doing queso. He's doing sushi. He's eating Indian food.
Why wouldn't I have assumed I'd like it? I love cheese.
Because you don't know anything. This is, you had a nacho cheese experience at 7-Eleven when you were four. You and Joey rode your bikes there.
I still do.
And you're like, I don't like it.
No. Let's Obama style. Let me be clear.
Do a full thing. Full Obama after eating nacho cheese, go.
Let me be clear.
Yep.
My daughters go to Sidwell, friends. I hate nacho cheese. That will not change. This is not about nacho cheese states and non-nacho cheese states. It's about the United States of America. I do like this dip. I'll eat more of it.